Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm live, as you know, every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. And the topic tonight is, what is your destiny? And I will try to reveal all I know about and all the secrets that I found out about the concept of destiny. And I'm sure that at some point in life, you've asked yourself one of these questions: who am I? Why am I here for? What am I meant to do? So knowing your purpose and knowing who you are and knowing what you're meant to do on earth endows you with strength and gives you motivation. And studies show that living with a sense of purpose brings you joy, motivates your good health, and even prolongs your life. Unfortunately, most of us end up by settling for a meager job, for a relationship that is not good, or falling away from what is called our fate. So we understand, many of us, that right now, you know, things are not going the right way and everybody's confused. So we've been forced to compromise certain elements of life due to these circumstances that are beyond our control. And because of that, for instance, our income, well-being, everything may be affected. And everything is affected pretty much because of what's going in the world. But you have a very important decision to make that will undoubtedly shape everything for the future. But you are wondering what's ahead of us, what is going to happen, how are we going to move forward. And you want to know whether you are on a predestined path. Is this something that humanity was meant to experience? Now, I want to tell you something that is my conclusion. My conclusion is that free will is flawed and fate is perfect. But what exactly is free will and what exactly is fate? And why free will is flawed? Because we are flawed creatures. We act on what? On emotion, on impulses, on habits. So regardless, we have to try to take action that encourage our divine path to unfold, but free will is supposed to support our fate. The action we take should work hand in hand with our destiny, not against us. But many times we take action that are against our destiny. We can make many decisions, big and small, every day. But how can you know which ones are helping you manifest your potential and which ones are hindering it? So remember, there is only one decision that in life that can actually drastically can change everything. So the question is, what are you meant to be doing right now in your life? Which is the correct turn that you have to take? And we have to look into this together. And I want you to call in because I want to speak to you. I want to show to you how to discover your path so that you don't make the wrong decision, that your free will is in alignment with what you are predestined to do. And the number to call in is 202-570-7057. Now, fate and free will are two exact opposite things. That's why I want to teach you to use free will to fulfill your destiny and to make inspiring decisions that encourage your highest good. So as I said, though, free will and faith, two opposite things. One is what makes up your life, and the other is what you make out of life. So faith and free will is one is what makes up your life, and the other is what you make out of life. But there exists a curious interaction between destiny and your decision that you cannot actually deny. Because you possess the free will to change your life. But actually, nothing is really guaranteed. At the end, faith finds a way to bring you back into the loop. But the universe allows you to learn, allows you to grow, allows you to experience everything before it gently reels you back in towards your destiny. Now, in order to understand the concept of destiny, we have to go back to the word destiny, which means the Latin word destinare, which means something that has been firmly established. So you might have been wondering how your fate was determined. So at the beginning of your life, you know, some things were determined about you. Exactly like your DNA was established. Like it has been established from that drop of DNA that you were born to be a male, a female, a black or white, with tall or short. So all those characteristics that you are born have been already determined. Exactly in the same way, you know, the path of your life has been established. In so many ways, people can have multiple destinies. Some people ask, is fate something that is fixed? The theory is that when we come in this world, you know, there's two worlds. There's the physical world and there's the divine world. The so-called invisible world and the visible world, the world that you can touch and the world that you can only, the etheric world, the so-called fifth dimension beyond the four level of creation. And over there, when we exit this physical world, we all go in a higher dimension. And when we come back, the energy incarnates in the physical world, we agree, you know, to come back and signing some kind of a contract. We used to say that we agree on some lesson that we have to go. We accept, you know, the things that are already preordained for us to experience. Now, these are not agreements or contracts that you sign with an attorney or a lease with a landlord. These are contracts with the divine. And our souls, you know, we always outline what are we going to do when we come here. It's like we know before. That's why we have a sense of knowing. When we come on Earth, we usually have a sense of déjà vu. Almost like we've been here before. We know something that we agree to do. We agree to go through. We agree to have a certain experience that seems almost like when we go through it, we almost feel like we knew it. The sense of knowing is because we agree to it. Exactly like this comes true when it comes to our love life, relationship, the people we're supposed to meet, the health problems sometimes we're supposed to go through. It's almost like we create those contracts. And in so many respects, we create our own destinies before we descend in the physical world. Now, if you're not happy with your contract, you have the opportunity to change it, believe it or not. You have a chance to rewrite your contract again. And you ask your higher self to change it. You're not happy with what you are experiencing. You are, you know, the one who has the chance to amend your contract. And you, as the part of your soul that still, you know what I mean, is connecting to a higher self, is connected to the spirit world, and the universe will listen. That's why we communicate to the divine world that we call God, we call the world of the spirit, and the divine world exists within ourselves. That's why we say God is within you. God never left. God exists within you. And God will listen, the divine world will listen and will show you a different outcome. On the other hand, if you feel like you really made a bad decision that affect your destiny, that is a different story. If you believe you couldn't do things in a certain way and you did it differently, then you entered the realm of the free will. The problem is that we can be stuck, you know, in ways that deviate from the faith, because we think sometimes we know better than the universe, that we become stubborn, we want things in a certain way, and as I said, we deviate from the things that we are supposed to do in the correct way. And then things turn negative, and then we start struggling. So if you sometimes you find yourself in a very, very struggling situation in which you feel like, how did I get in this nightmare? And that this comes true globally. Look at the world, the struggle that the world is going through. How did the world get into this struggling situation? Was this something that is the fate of humanity? Was this destined for us to experience? Or somehow we got into this? I think we got into this. And when we get into something by wrong action, that is becoming really intense and is becoming very negative. So we have to be mindful of the choices that we take in which we separate the divine from the world we are living in. And then we create this suffering, this intense suffering. So here is the interesting things about the free will. The free will, it allows you to participate in the thing we call life. So free will, it allows you to create your life. And it deepens your understanding. It makes you learn. It makes you evolve. Whether you want it or not. Imagine it, all of life that will go perfectly according to fate. Imagine that for a moment. Your whole life would be like a perfect movie going in front of your eyes, you know, and you won't be able to take part of it. You won't be able to change anything. And everything will go perfect, will have a perfect ending. And you will already know where you're going, and everything is going to go like on a perfect schedule. And you have to stick with the things that you already know that are supposed to follow. But free will is a beautiful thing because it gives you that freedom sometimes to change the things that you meant to change. Because this ideal world that I'm talking about doesn't actually really exist. And as you know very well, you know, in life, you know, we encounter all kinds of people, and people come in our life for guidance. They want you to perceive things, and they participate, and they penetrate your fate, and they help you perceive your own future. So sometimes I meet people that I talk to them about where their life is going, and they are telling me that I'm wrong about something, or I told them something that they don't resonate. And all I can explain is that their free will interferes with something that probably is supposed to happen to them. Or probably, you know, there's so many possibilities. In the realm of possibilities, when it comes to free will, there are different choices that you can take. So consequently, there are different outcomes. That's why when it comes to free will, you can take different roads, different paths. That's very important to when it comes to anticipating where your life goes, anticipate where the future of the world goes, when somebody's private life goes, to know very well who you're talking to and to pay attention to a prediction, because a prediction alters your consciousness and has a psychological effect in your mind. So you talking to somebody who you always ask to make you a prediction. So now predictions, that I said, can be altered. and they can change the course of things, and they can open doors to many possibilities. But they are in the realm, in so many ways, of the opportunity of the free will combined with something that you are supposed to go through. So the combination between your faith and your free will. I like always to use the ancient teaching. Ancient teaching meaning numerology. Ancient teaching like Kabbalah or sometime in astrology. Though I'm not necessarily an astrologer, but I more use the psychology of the human being combined with the ancient teaching. I'm trying to bring the ancient teaching in a modern form. And I just to give a sense to people about the best opportunities for long terms when it comes to their life, when it comes to relationship, and showing them that they have the free will in as far as their life is concerned. And free will is a beautiful thing, but you have to know your path, and you have to know the things you are born to experience, and you have to know the skills you are born with. And I'm going to go to a break in a little while, but I want to take your calls because I know there's so many of you calling tonight. And I'm going to check how many of you, Cornelia, Rose, Prose, Rosie, Shirley, and I'm going to take your calls in a minute. I'm going to take a break, and then I'll take all of you, one after each other, and we'll dissect the things that I love the most, faith versus free will. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio with my favorite topic. So as I said, the word destiny comes from a Latin word, which means that everything has been prepared, everything has been written in stone, everything has been preordained. And it's such an interesting philosophy that exists since the dawn of time. And as I said, free will is floated by destiny. Is perfect. It's something that has been established before, according to thousands and thousands of years ago, since the dawn of mankind. But I'm going to go to Shirley in Florida. As I said, we are talking tonight and we're dissecting this topic. And hi, Shirley, my lovely Shirley, can you hear me?
Hi, Carmen, I can hear you. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay, I can hear you, my love. So how can I help you, beautiful Shirley?
Yes, I follow you all the time, so thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I have a few questions.
Absolutely, I'm here.
Regarding two topics. So I was going to see if you are able to let me know if you see any international travel happening for me this month.
There's a possibility of international travel somewhere towards the second part of the month, probably quite at the end of the month. Yes, okay. So I do see you traveling.
Okay. And in terms of relationships, do you see anything coming up for me this year, like something long-term, finding that soulmate or...
Let's go by calculations. You know, when we look into going back to the Pythagorean concept of time, let's take your month and the day when you born, which is the month you born and the day, not the year.
December 16th,
or December is 12, which is at 1 plus 2 is a 3. 16 is 1 plus 6, it's a... Or 15. 15. 15. Yeah. 1 plus 5, it's a 6. 6 plus 3 is a 9. Plus 2020, it's a 4. So 9 plus 4, it's a 13, which is a 4. So you entered a karmic year 4 in December. So then you meet somebody. Karmic years happen twice in 12 years. So you've been waiting to meet this man right around the time of your birthday, which can be even prior, 6 weeks prior to that. I should say October, November, even beginning of December, you will meet somebody. I, in my mind, see a man with a big forehead, wears glasses from time to time, has a big smile. He's very nice with a sense of humor, somebody who's always elegant. Rarely you see men who wear suits, but this is a man who has a shirt, a suit. He's almost like always dressed like a businessman. But what I like about him, he has a kind, he's a kind man. His sense of humor, you know, used to say people have sense of humor, smart people. And I like him. I like his persona. I like his personality. I think he will be mesmerized by you. He plays a big role in your life. He acts like a businessman. And I do think because of being in a karmic year, we have chances of meeting people in karmic years because karmic meaning something that is meant to happen, that is fulfilling you. Then you meet relationships that are intense, that are powerful, that are where you feel a stronger connection, where something is, talking about destiny, is meant to happen. So I anticipate, I also see a big initial with a B name, Brian, Bob, B, something, this name resonates, this sound of the name resonates.
Okay.
Also a J name resonates. So it can be two initials that I'm picking up here. So there's somebody, as I said, that comes into your life all the way down to the fall of the next year. So I'm not 100% sure exactly which day comes. I cannot be that precise. But based on the karmic year, this is when all of this is going to happen. I also have a feeling that this man is possible to be introduced to you while you travel or when you come back. Because I also see at some point you will travel together, and there is one of your female friends who seems to know who he is. So I do believe this will be a very relevant relationship with you, and I want you to call me back and let me know much more about him after you meet him, so we can look deeper into the connection that you have with him.
Okay, thank you so much, Kerr. I appreciate it.
I love you, my Shirley. And remember, this is a karmic year. Okay, baby girl. Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank
sweetheart. You. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay. So I'm going to go now. Let me see who's next. Who's next? Just 1 second, because I'm not clear on the next person. I'm going to ask my producer who's next. I think it's Rosie from New York. Hi, Rosie. How are you, my dear? Rosie, can you hear me, my love?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're breaking up a little bit. So if you can speak a little bit louder. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me, Carmen?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing, Carmen?
I am great.
Oh, good. Good. So, Carmen, I've been listening to you.
Oh, you're breaking up very badly. I don't know why. Oh, so I can hardly understand. Yes.
Can you hear me now?
It's better. Yes.
Okay. So I've been on point since January, and I had a job interview, and I thought I didn't get it for whatever reason. I think they went with the other candidate. So I am just so frustrated, Carmen. I'm wondering when something is going to come to fruition for me.
No, something else will come. I'm not that disappointed of this particular one. You know, when you don't get a job, you don't have to see it as a tragedy. You know, the first reaction is, oh, my God, what have I done wrong? Where is God? Why is this happening to me? But I feel like this is for your own good. I don't think that was the job. I do think something else can happen in the next 2-3 weeks. Do you have another interview or another place in mind?
I don't. I mean, I just spoke to another recruiter today about something else, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these jobs are very slim, Carmen. They don't come up a lot.
I agree, and so the time is crazy right now for jobs. I agree. But yet, you will get a job. Who is the woman with an L name, like Lisa, Lilian, Laura, something like that? Where is the
Lori?
L woman? Lori, yeah.
Lori?
Who's Lori?
Yeah, she is a recruiter. And I do speak to her from time to time.
Now, Lori is the one helping you. And you will talk to another woman who's blonde hair to the shoulder. She wears glasses all the time. And she's very kind. She's very nice. She's in her 40s. And this woman will offer you the job.
Okay. Interesting.
And I pick up a name like Pauline, Paulette, something like that. So, but I clearly see the name offering you the job. And I think it's going to be a very good job.
Okay.
And you will get very friendly with the people there. And I think that that's going to really make a world of a difference. This is a very kind lady. She will appreciate. She always wears blue, like a blue shirt, a blue something. So I see how she's dressed. I think you end up by meeting her in person or virtually seeing her on a computer or something, and you remember my words. I feel very good about this connection, and I know that you will get your job. I'm not worried. This is all going to work out till September 2nd, September 4th. But during this month to the end of the month, keep me posted. Call me back on the radio. I expect you getting a job in 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
So don't panic. No panicking, please.
No panicking. You're right, Carmen.
No panicking.
Right.
I love you.
Thank you, Carmen. Love you, too.
Okay, beautiful.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. I'm going to go back to Florida. We are in the center of the disaster. Florida is about to be number one when it comes to the pandemic. We just want to be number one. So go back to Florida to Pro. Hi, my dear.
Carmen, how are you?
Hi, my love.
Hi. So I have a quick question. My husband wanted to take a break. And, you know, we went on a break, and then it's been a bit on and off.
I just wanted to for some reason, you're breaking up to, I don't know where is my connection in the computer or something is good. If you can make sure you speak a little bit, I don't know, it's like, can repeat the question? It's first time it's happening to me that things are breaking up, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, no worries. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better. I can hear you very loud, and when you speak very loud, I can hear you beginning of the word and not the full sentence.
Oh, okay. So let me speak slowly. So my husband wanted a break,
And he didn't want a divorce. He didn't want a separation. He wants to be very clear, calling it a break. But at the same time, he doesn't have an idea about things. So I am kind of like in that stage where I want to understand what's my destiny.
He doesn't want anything. He just talks nonsense. Don't feed into this. You know. Okay. I'm trying to advise you psychologically how to handle him. You know.
Okay.
Because he's just talking. He's just. I don't think he really wants any of this. I don't know if he does it because he's frustrated. I also think he's influenced. Let me ask you this. Did anybody around him went through a divorce?
Not really, but he is more like, oh, I have, I just don't like this. He is a bit frustrated and going through the midlife crisis, I guess.
Yeah, he's in a crisis, and one of the people he works with is going through a divorce, and there's an influence of one of the so-called either people at work, not necessarily his best friend. He's allowing himself to be influenced, and he's going through that crisis. But at the core of his being, he doesn't really want this. And I don't think it's a good idea. Do you have two kids with him?
No, I don't have kids with him, but I've been with him for 14 years.
Okay. But you guys don't have no kids?
No, we don't have any kids.
Okay. I have no idea why I felt the presence of a child. I have no idea why I felt this way. But I don't see you separating from this man. I don't.
You don't?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Do you want to separate from him?
No, I don't want to.
No, it's not happening. No.
Okay.
I don't see this happening. I just want to, I want you to stay calm. And I'm not telling you just to make you feel good. I don't see this happening. I just don't. And I'm convinced that this is true.
Okay. But it won't be an on and off relationship, right? Because he goes through his, oh, I don't want this, I don't like this every few months.
I will not necessarily engage in this destructive behavior. He's still self-destructive, he's angry, he's, as I said, frustrated, influenced. I feel the influence of somebody. Probably the other person has two kids, because I'm picking up with somebody who's talking to him. So I feel like that somebody is influencing this man. You know, sometimes we listen. Sorry?
Is it a male or a female?
A man friend. A man friend who goes through a hard time. And somebody who's putting ideas. You know, people can be influenced by other people all the time.
Yes, true.
And in bad influences. It's like, okay, my life is miserable, let me make you miserable. It's like, it happens all the time. I feel like you will find out who that person is.
Okay, and will it like go down like over a period of time?
He will calm down and the nonsense will go away. He will even apologize.
Oh, okay.
No, if you're not giving in, if you're not accepting the nonsense, and if you stay calm, things get a result. Everything gets better between you guys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So don't even, okay, say, try to change the subject, try to say, okay, but no action, and he will calm down. He's in a crisis, and the crisis will go away. It's not what he wants. It's just talking. People talk all the time.
He talks all the time. And you see that crisis going away soon, or?
In a matter of weeks, probably up to 2 months, probably even sooner. He will just stop.
Okay. But this is going on for 2 years now. So, okay, that's good to know.
No, he will stop. This will stop. How is his mother doing? What can you tell me about his mom?
His mom passed away when he was a kid.
Okay.
So he did not grow up with a female love.
Okay. So there's something about his mother. Must come from his mother. So the mother, the mother figure, the mother came in my head. So then the explanation that I have for his entire behavior goes back to the issues about his mother.
I see.
The loss of his mother. This man had some damage, you know, when we can be very damaged in the youth. And that damage will always stay there and will kick in whenever you don't even expect. Something that happened to you when you were 6 years old, 16 years old, 22 years old, can come back to you 20 years later, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I feel like there's an issue with this man that is relates to the passing of his mother.
Right. I do think he did have childhood issues. Do you see me having a kid? Because you said you saw a kid somehow.
You were supposed to have two kids with this man, a boy and a girl. So why are you not having them? I don't understand.
I don't know. We tried. It never happened.
Well, I think that if you try now, it will happen. And that's going to resolve all the problems.
Oh, okay. That's so nice to hear.
So think about that. Make this show your priority. Make what you heard today your number one priority. Think about the fact how extraordinary this will be for you to have your own kids, how this is going to balance and is going to bring harmony in your family, and how happy will you be to have these children, you know? Please.
Wow. Yeah, that would really be nice.
Please.
So
okay,
much.
My love.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my angel. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay, sweetie. I'm going to go take a break, and I'm going to go to Rose in California, to Adriana from California, to Hakim from Florida. Hi, all my Florida people. I love you. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and this time I'm going to talk to Rose in California. Hi, my dear Rose. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
So good to talk to you. Florida and California.
Thank you.
We are like the leaders of the pandemic.
Yeah.
What can we do? We have to laugh.
I know. We're going to be the expert.
Yeah, we have to beat everybody with the expert. Tell me how you're doing, my love. How's everything? How can I help you tonight?
Well, I can definitely relate to this topic, because back in January you told me this job would be coming up, and then in May I believe I happened to be online just out of the blue, looking at job postings, and I saw this job, and it just sounded so great, and I got a good vibe. But then I got scared because of everything going on with the pandemic and the economy.
Right.
But now I'm like kind of, you know, upset with myself because I think it would have been a better move to
try. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm wondering if I'll ever, if I'll get that opportunity again, because that job, like, just seems so great. I just felt I could feel it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll get it. You'll get it. You just, you know, sometimes fear is the worst enemy. Fear is the worst virus. Fear is blocking us. It's paralyzing us. It raises norepinephrine, serotonin, all the bad hormones in the brain. You know what I mean? Makes us paralyzed, and we don't do the right action. And I feel like that's what happened. But I want you to take action and do it, because you will benefit from it, and it's going to be so good. And I feel like it's still there.
I haven't seen a job posting, and I kind
of... Yeah, but it's going to be one right away. We want to open that door, because the possibility is there. So the job is there. You just have to see it. You know, the way the world works, people don't understand. You know, the moment we believe, we make that happen. That becomes a reality. And then we just see that job being there. The moment you say, well, I don't know if the job is there, that we don't see it. And the job might be there, but you fail to see it. So what I'm doing, I'm trying to make you see it. You understand?
Yeah.
And I know for sure that you will see it. I know for sure that you will get it. And I want you to see it.
They'll post again? Is that it? And then
it will post again. Actually, it will post again right away. And let's do this. Let's talk next week or in 2 weeks. And I want you to call me back and tell me I found it, you know?
Oh, I can't wait. I would be so happy, because I made a mistake, and I can't.
Okay, you made a mistake. Nothing to regret. Nothing to regret.
Oh, my
God. Let's correct it. Let's correct it, you know?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, absolutely. Please, yes.
I have to get another job, and not another job. Yes, I do. I do. I have to get another. I have to get a car, and I was consider leasing because I wasn't sure what I wanted to buy, and I don't want that for 10 years if I'm not sure.
Exactly.
But I recently kind of figured out what I wanted, but I want to see, do you think that would be, I guess I'm kind of concerned with the economy and how cars are being made, and I'm like, oh, should I, lease or buy, but I think
I think you can buy a car at a very, very good price. I think they're giving cars away nowadays because economy is like this. I think you can, if you do a little bit of a research, you will be amazed the price that you're going to get on a fabulous car, on a dream car, you know? And I want you to treat yourself, and I want you to tell yourself, I'm not afraid, I will afford this car. I'll be okay to get it, you understand? And honor yourself. You know, it's so good to treat yourself with something you always wanted to have.
Yeah, no, I really just very recently figured out, because my car, something went wrong with it, so I don't want to put any more money into it than I have.
No, don't buy cheap cars. Don't buy something. You know, if you want to treat yourself right, don't be afraid. Because the moment we treat ourselves right, you know, it's like we empower ourselves, and we open doors to ourselves by the way we treat ourselves. It's such a powerful thing to do. If you want to make yourself rich, treat yourself rich. You know, offer yourself things that that you know, by doing that, you know you're going to afford to have them. Give yourself a good car because you are worth it, you know.
Oh,
you deserve it. Treat yourself. I deserve this, you know, and I'm not going to afraid I will not be able to pay it. I'll prove myself I'll be able to pay it.
I think right now I'm more concerned about, like, I just want to make sure that the car will be mechanically good car because...
You will buy a fabulous car. I promise you, you will buy the best car ever. And it's going to change the mentality. It's all in the mind. It's all the way we think. This world of ours, you know, that's why some people are doing so well, because they are fearless. And they know what they want, and they, you know what I mean? They start from nothing. They start from scratch. And they know they present themselves like they deserve, you know? You have to tell yourself, I deserve that car. So in the attitude, you know, then you will attract the money to pay for the car, to make your car be your car. You understand? Don't settle for small things. Don't settle for a cheap car, for a car that's going to cause you trouble. Don't settle for that kind of a life. Yeah. Though you want to just be careful with money, but don't be mean and cheap to you. Think that way for a second, and I give you 1 or 2 weeks to call me back, because I want to talk to you again. And I want you to tell me how you got the job and what a great car you got.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. thank you so much.
I love you, my Rose.
I love you too, and I look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
Please. Me too, me too.
Thank you
me
so
too.
Much.
To give me the good news, I want to celebrate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right,
you.
My love. Thank okay, my beautiful. Thanks. I'm going to go to Cornelia in Ontario. Hi, Cornelia, my love.
Hello, Carmen. It's good to hear you all the time. I called you because I want to ask you how you feel today.
I'm great. You?
Thinking about all the time with all this craziness that's going on over there in Florida, I said, I'm going to invite you here to stay with me for a while.
You know, Cornelia, I'm not afraid. You know why? You're afraid, you allow it to happen. If you're not afraid, nothing's going to touch you, you know? So fear is when we cause problem. You're not afraid about the virus? The virus cannot touch you. You know, you protect yourself by not being afraid of it. And doing, of course, you know what I mean, all the protocol and following the protocol, but not being scared. And it's not happening. Yeah, you don't allow it to happen. And the same thing comes true with any kind of diseases. For everybody listening to the show, don't allow yourself to be sick. Don't allow yourself to attract any kind of a nonsense in your life. So work with your field of energy and be strong and be healthy and keep yourself pure all the time. You know, it's in the mind. Everything is in the mind. So how are you, Cornelia? Is there something I can answer for you today? Anything I can do for you?
Yes, thank you so much. I want to believe that I'm and we are okay with my family. I'm just
you
worried.
Are.
I'm still worried, Carmen.
No worries. What am I talking? No worries. No worries. No worries. Nothing to be worried about.
Not worry. I'm just thinking about if what is in my destiny in the future with all these jobs. With my job's going crazy here. Cause
you know what I think? I think that your best bet would be for you to create something on your own, believe it or not. Because when you struggle like this, allowing somebody else to establish a job for you, I think you have the potential to create your own job, to create your own business. That's how I feel about you. And I think that that would be your best decision ever.
Carmen, but I have no... license. I have no license in Canada.
No worry, you can get one. You can get one. You think it's impossible? No, it's possible. And I think now it would be easy and more possible. No, it can be done in a matter of months. And the moment you get it, you rock. You're the queen. You made everything possible. Then you make as much money as you want and you create an extraordinary business and you don't depend on anybody anymore. I never worked for anybody.
And then that's what my destiny.
And that is what you are meant to do all the time. And that's why you struggle all the time, because you try to depend on somebody else. When you have the potential
to be on your own. Honestly, Carmen, I was thinking all those years since I have been in Canada, because before maybe, I don't know,
Don't you think I'm right? Don't you think I'm right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that because I just started to learn about all these higher selves and other dimensions, all this stuff when I came in Canada and I had a little bit more horizon in front of me. And I was just wondering for the last few years, what is my meaning? I feel I have no meaning in this earth.
You have an extraordinary, you're an extraordinary woman. You have so many extraordinary things to achieve. But if I were you, I'll put all my creativity to work and I'll build something, you know? I'll build something that is my own creation.
Carmen, and you are sure if I would do my thing, like the hair cutting, hair styling, whatever.
Yes.
I would have success with that.
You will have phenomenal success, absolutely. 100%.
You can't go wrong with that. You read my mind right now.
You cannot go wrong with that. You will do so well. And you can get your license and you can do better than anybody.
You know what I was thinking? Even not having my license down in my house, because I have a house with two floors.
Go ahead and do it, and you will tell me in 6 months that things have been better for you than ever since you are in Canada and ever. And then you'll find meaning for you. Then you'll find satisfaction. Just think about it and call me back in a week or two.
Right now.
Think, meditate on this, how powerful this message is for you.
And I can start right now, without nothing.
Right now.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love
you. Wish you all the best. Praying.
Okay, me too. Hi, Adriana from California. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you, my beautiful friend?
I'm good, thank you. Sending all our love from California. It's the same like in Miami and Florida.
It's bad. We're good. We're going to be good because as I said, we're going to survive. And this is a phase, you know, in our evolution. And we're going to learn from it. And we're going to move forward. So how's everything with you other than that? Exactly. So tell me, how are you, my love? How can I help you?
So I've been working for this company for the last 4 years. My only job here in California. Before the pandemic started, I wanted to move to a different department, better, based on my qualification, my certification. Right now I'm doing another training, so my question is about my career in the future.
So you're gonna get an amazing offer, an amazing opportunity when you finish this training. It might take a little bit of time, based on the situation that's happening right now, but I think you will probably get one of the best offer you've ever had, because you have all the training, you have everything it takes. It's just a matter of a little bit of time for all the doors to open. So I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not worried, you know what I mean? Of you not getting this chance and this offer, yeah.
Because in the same time next year, I'm going to have my citizenship, you know, 5 years here.
You will have it, yes.
Yes, and I intend to also to apply for a financial institution, you know, like something from United States, like something that I'm working on my field.
Yeah, that's going to be very beneficial for you too. You're going to get it all.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Thank you. Can I ask you the same for my husband, who at this point doesn't have a permanent job? And I'm asking...
Well, your husband will get a job during the fall. He will work with two... During the fall, I see him working with two men. Actually, one of them is somebody who he already knows. He's offering a good... that is a good job for your husband. And he pays very well and even pays cash. So, yeah, he should not be worried at all. You guys are going to do very well.
Thank you, Eddie, Carmen. Thank
I love you, my angel.
I love you too.
Okay, okay.
I'm watching you and I'm sending you all our love and stay safe.
Okay, beautiful girl. God bless you, my sweetheart.
God bless you. God bless all.
Okay, my sweetheart. Hakim from Florida. I have only 30 seconds. How are you, my Hakim? Hi, my dear.
I'm doing very well. It's been a long time. How are you?
How are you? How's your beautiful family, Hakim? How's everything? How are you guys doing?
Everybody's beautiful. I know we only have 2 minutes left in the show. You predicted something about 7 years ago about us having a child. We've been trying, and we've been unsuccessful. Do you see anything in the future?
It is happening. It is happening by February of this coming year. So that's going to happen. So call me privately because the show is coming to an end. But you guys are my favorite people. I love you guys. Send my love to your wife. Thank you for calling the show. And I adore you and I love you. And I want to celebrate everything, all the good in your life. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me. I'm Carmen Jara on Time Radio. And I'll be with you guys next week. Same time, same amazing place, so wonderful radio station, Time Radio, with the same amazing producer, Christopher. God bless you all. Thank you.